Today is Daf Mem Gimel. We are on Daf Mem Beis Amid Beis on the third to bottom line. Says the Gemara, Amai, why? Why what? Why is it that Lulav on Shabbos Chalamoid, we don't shake a Lulav on Shabbos Chalamoid? In the Mishnah's world, it was only on the first day. Why not rest of Shabbos? Why not the rest of Yontif if it's Shabbos? Why not? Why not? What's the issue? Says the Gemara, Tiltul Ba'amahu. What is it? You picking up a lulav? What's the big deal? It's muksa? So v'lidchi Shabbos. Let Shabbos push that aside. Says Rashi, the second to bottom line, Ein bo tzad iser. There's no iser in shaking a lulav. Ela tiltul ba'etzim. Just touching wood. Which is muksa. Right? V'kivin d'menatoruhu b'mikdash kol shiva lama asru. Why'd they asser it? Ma siyag l'toru matzubo. What siyag is going on here? Why is that? And the Gemara gives a famous answer. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Gzeira. There's a Gzeira. Shema Yidlenu Biyado. Maybe you'll pick it up. V'yedachetzel Baki. You'll go to an expert. Lil mode to learn. V'yavirenu Arba Amos Perishos Arabim.
The problem here is carrying.
The problem is, you know, we asked using. We asked taking it as a mitzvah. Yes, yes. We asked taking it as a mitzvah. Why? Because maybe you're going to come to carry it.
But the reason
yeah.
doesn't hold, and the way that shofar, you know, you've just got one day, and therefore you haven't got chance to learn. But chol hamoed, you've already used it.
So what? It's a mitzvah every day. It's a mitzvah every day of Sukkot. Not only that, the who is it? The one of the mepharshim explains that the Torah said to take it 7 days.
Yeah.
And the Torah knows such a thing called Shabbos. So where do you come off? Where do you come off? Where do the Rabbanim come off answering something that they know the Torah wants it to be done? Torah knows. We know in 7 days we're going
to
have a Shabbos.
Isn't that every gather?
What?
Isn't that every gather?
No, so the Taz says that you're allowed to make a gather when you don't get rid of the mitzvah forever.
Right.
But if you're going to get rid of the mitzvah once in a while, then it's okay. Which is why you can make, when Shabbos falls out on the first Rosh Hashanah, there's no shofar. Or don't make a gzeira. Let's never blow a shofar, because maybe you'll have to go fix it. Then you'll never blow a shofar, you'll never blow a shofar.
No.
That we're not going to do. Right? So that's not an issue. So, but the Torah knew this is 7 days, and the Torah knows there's such a thing called Shabbos, and the Torah didn't care. So why do you care?
I can't even see that if it's, that it's carrying, because when you pick it up at home, you're picking it up to do a mitzvah.
Yeah, and it's simple. We just said you're going to go ask an expert how to do it. So you're going to carry it in the street.
Hear what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If you're picking it up to do a mitzvah, and you go outside, then you haven't carried it, because to carry you have to pick
it up. So Rashi sort of asked that question. Rashi says, that's why the Gemara says you're going to carry it for Amos and Rishus Arabim. The Gemara doesn't say you're going to carry it from Rishus to Rishus. What if it's already in the street? What if it's already there?
Are you picking it up to do a mitzvah?
Yeah, but so what? But you can't carry 4 Amos and Rishus Arabim. That's only when you're going in and out of Rishus's.
The case we're talking
about. You're saying about having Kavana. That's when you're going, that's Hakira Hanacha, but carrying 4 Amos and Rishus Arabim might not have all that.
The case we're talking about.
So therefore, it doesn't mention it.
About the first day of Yom Tov, we're talking about
Chalmoid. The first day, the Mishnah said on the first day.
Exactly.
So, Ihachi Yom Rishonami. What about the first day? Why are you letting us shake the first day? If you were worried about carrying, what about the first day? In the Mishnah's world, the first day you took even on Shabbos. So Gemara answers, No Rishon, who did Tekina Le'Rabbanan Bebeso? Now you stay home. You're not allowed to leave your house. Hatina Achachar Takana. That only makes sense after the Takana that you stay home. I'll call the Takana Michael and Imra. What about the first? What about before the Takana? Ella, Sigmar says, no. Barishon Isyam and Atorah Bigvulin. In the first day, when everyone in the world shook on that Olulav, Lo Gazru Behu Rabbanon. The Rabbanon didn't make a Gzira. Hanach, the rest of the days, the Lesnehu Men Atorah Bigvulin, in the rest of the world, there's no mitzvah to shake Olulav Men Atorah, it's only Mid Rabbanon. Then, Bigvulin Gazru Be Rabbanon. Then they made a Gzira. Ihachi, if that's true, Ho'idna Nami, Hakabiz Banazeh, we don't do this. If the first day falls out on Shabbos, we should shake it in your house. And if the rest of the Yontif falls out on Shabbos, don't shake it. Why don't we do that today? So the Gemara answers, Anan lo yedina b'kviya diarcha. No, we don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. And we don't really know where we have the right day. Says Rashi, Shema ein yontif ad l'machar. Maybe yontif is not till tomorrow. Dehavilan b'lemevet elu mu'ubar. Because elu should have been mu'ubar. Right? So Gemara says, one second. In who? In Israel. Diyadi mikviyah diarcha l'dchu. Then in Israel, where they do know it's the right day, they should taka shekel olav on the first day yontif. And the Gemara says, Einachanami. Einachanami, you're right. On the first day yontif in Israel on Shabbos, shekel olav. Anyone ever heard this halacha? We don't do this. We don't do this. We don't make a distinction between Israel and the rest of the world. We never do that. That'd be a crazy world if we did that. Chada, first of all, so Tani Chada, we learned in one place, Yontif Rishon Shechal B'Shabbos, Shalchag Shechal B'Shabbos, Shechal Lios B'Shabbos, if the first day of Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, Kal Amalichin Esul Levein Lahar Bayis. Everyone took their lulav to the Har Bayis before Shabbos started. V'Tani Idach, another price that said, Lebeis HaKnesses, to the brother to the shul. Shema Mina, what do you see from here? Kan, when do you bring it to the Har Bayis? Bizman Shebek to the Mikdash Kayim. When there was a base of Mikdash to bring it to the Arabais. Kan, when do you bring it to Yeshul? Bizman she'ein base of Mikdash Kayim. Shema mina, you see from here that there's a difference between Israel and the rest of the world. In Israel, on the first day, you can taka bring it to Shul and leave it there before Shabbos. You can't carry it anywhere. You can bring it to Shul. Why? Because Minat Torah, it's the Chiyah of Minat Torah everywhere. So in Israel, where for sure they know the day, that rule stayed. But in Chutz La'aretz, where we're not sure, we're not going to get rid of the gzeira. What's the gzeira? Don't take shekel olav. Maybe they'll carry it on a suffolk yom, on a suffolk day. Says Tosvos in the third to last one. Inu dekvia diarcha, ein maskana zukaima. We don't end up like this. We don't end up like this at all, right? De la kaman maskinan de kivan de la didon lo dachi. Since we don't shake a little of anywhere in the world, we don't shake a little of either on the first day of Yontif that falls out on Shabbos in Israel either. You can't have a religion where there's different rules in different places, to such an extent.
What we have, where you have Yontif for 2 days in one.
Correct. Correct. Such a funny thing. Then Tosfos goes on to say something very interesting. U'mishneh, it should say the word Mishnah, Ditani molichin l'lovein beis hakenes. Says, yeah, but the Mishnah just say you bring the lulav to Shul. You bring your lulav to shul before Shabbos. What does that mean? Right? And he answers, Mokmina bizman b'shabbos ha'shikayim b'gvulim. It meant in the rest of the world on Shabbos. So you have to bring it to shul because you can't carry. But that there we didn't get rid of until later. V'im tomar, Maishna d'mishofer, why is this different than shofer? D'tnan, Paragdal Rosh Hashanah, we're going to learn in Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Shor Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. When Yontif Rosh Hashanah fell out on Shabbos, b'mikdash ha'yutokin avlo b'medina. They would blow shofar in the mikdash and not in anywhere else on Shabbos. So how come by lulav we're allowing you to take a lulav to shul? You bring it before Shabbos, but no one said bring the shofar before Shabbos.
Yeah, because where you are.
No, it doesn't matter where you are. Originally, it was on Shabbos. Everyone in the world, even Australia and Haifa, shook a lulav on Shabbos. Just in Australia and in Haifa, you have to make sure you bring the lulav to shul before Shabbos. Don't carry it. They were okay with that gzeira. If the rest of you want to fall out on Shabbos, don't shake a lulav on that Shabbos. Shabbos Chalamoy, don't do it. But shofar falls out on Shabbos, only in the base of Mikdash they blew shofar. What about the rest of the world? Why not? Make a big halacha, bring it before Shabbos. So Tosfos answers, V'yesh lama d'shayni lulav. Lulav is different. You know why? She'ena el tiltol ba'alma. All you have to do is pick it up. For kivan the ishterei b'mikdash, since they allowed it in the base of Mikdash anyway, lo hachmiru b'medina. They didn't make gzeira that in Medina you can't do it. Avol tkiya shofar ikka b'aitzah chachma v'echmer batfei. Shofar is harder to blow shofar. Harder to blow shofar than it is to shake a lulav. So we're afraid if we let you blow shofar in Australia, maybe you'll go ask, you'll carry it, you don't know how to blow. So you have to carry it to the expert, and then you're going to go over carry. Lulav? You're really going to carry it to somebody to ask them how to shake it? Not such a it's a little bit of a far-fetched issue, and therefore they allowed it.
I thought that they were thinking that you're going to ask somebody, he's going to ask somebody if it's kosher or not.
That's not what the Gemara says. Umihu, however, kasha, lacha churban ikilu b'shofar tfei milulav. But then now we find that once the churban happened, we're more makel by shofar. How so? Ditnan Rosh Hashanah, mishacharav beis hamikdash, when the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Any bad thing could blow shofar on Shabbos. The lulav, loish tri klal. Lulav, nobody shakes a lulav on Shabbos. Not in a Bezdin, not in Israel, nowhere. Kidamaskin and Lakon, like we're going to say today. So why is shofar more mekel now? For Yishlomar, the answer is, because shofar. Right? For Yishlomar, the shofar shulalos, the chronim shal Yisrael, avim shal shemayim, shofar reminds Hashem of how, of his children, right? Lo rotz levat lagamri. We don't want to get rid of that altogether. So we made a takana in what do you call it? In the Bezdin, right? For kivin, the bechad Bezdin, tiknu b'chol makom. We allowed it in one Bezdin, we allowed it in every Bezdin. But in the base of Mikdash times, it was only in the base of Mikdash itself. Okay, fine. Okay. That's what Tosfos says, very interesting. Now, says the Gemara, back to the Gemara, Disiminatar b'gvul and minolam. How do you know that the zechiyav on shekel lulav on yontif rishon, even in the gvulim? How do you know that? In other words, how do you know there's a mitzvah to shake a little first day everywhere in the world? How do you know? B'tani, we did this already 10 times. Ulakachtem, it says ulakachtem, shetakei l'chicha b'yad kol echad b'yachad. Everyone has to shake their own lulav. Bach lochem, it says lochem, mishal lochem, it's got to be yours. Lohotzi es hashol v'es hagazel, you can't borrow it, you can't steal it. Bayom, afilu b'shabbos. It says bayom, even on Shabbos. Rishon, afilu b'gvulin. Rishon means, even in the gvulin. Harishon, what's Harishon? Meaning the rest of the world. Malamech eino doche el yontif rishon b'vad. But it's only doche the first day yontif. Now we're going to dissect that whole braisa.
Do we ask any other mitzvah? How do we know that the mitzvah is applicable all over the world?
What? It says it's nachtem l'fnei Hashem. It's only l'fnei Hashem. It's only in front of Hashem. That's why. Amar mar b'yom afilu b'shabbos michti. So then Gemara says it. Tiltal ba'almahu. It's just carrying. Istrich krol mishri tiltal. I need a pasuk to say that there's no muksa? What do I need a pasuk for that for? Amar Rava, lo nitzrich el machshiri lulav. No, it's only for the preparations of the lulav. V'alibad the high tana, the tanya lulav, v'chal machshirav, dochen es ha-shabbos. The lulav and all the preparation for the lulav is dochen Shabbos. Divi Rebbe Eliezer. My time with Rebbe Eliezer, what's the reason for that? Amar kra, bayom, afilu b'shabbos. Yom, even on Shabbos. V'rabban and hayi b'yom, I avdilei. What do the rabban do with the word bayom? Mibarlei bayom, v'lo b'layla. Day, not night. Rabbi Eliezer, b'yom v'lo b'layla b'nali. How do you know? How does he know there's no lulav at night? Nafgalei misayf d'kra. It says l'smachtan l'fnei Hashem elokeichem shivas yamim. You should be a simcha in front of Hashem for 7 days. Yamim, days. V'lo leil, it's not night. So for Rabbanon, what did the Rabbanon do with that? How do they know that? Well, imei hasam havamina leilif yamim yalam misukah. I would say this is gzereshava. Ma sukah. Sukkah is by day and by night. Here it's also day and by night. That what? That lulav should be shaken at night also? But how do you know you sit in the sukkah by day and by night? If the yom means day, it's not night. How do you know you sit in the sukkah at night? The Tanur Rabbanan, but sukkah teishu shivas yomim. Yom afilu leilos. Days, maybe even nights too. Ata omer yomim afilu leilos. You say it means days and not nights. V'enu elo yomim v'lo leilos. Maybe it means days and not nights. For dinu, it's a kavachomer. Not a kavachomer, it's a drasha. Nemar kan yamim, for nemar belulav yamim. It says days by sukkah, it says days by lulav. Ma'ala halan yamim avlo lelos, af kan yam avlo lelos. So maybe just by lulav, it's by days and not nights. So two by sukkah is only days and not nights. Oklachel derachzu, oklachel on a different word. Nemar kan yamim, it says over here days. For nemar miluim, and it says by the miluim, yamim, also days. Ma'ala halan yamim afilu lelos. By the Miluim, it was days and nights. It was 7 days. In the nights, too. Afkan, Yomim, Bafilu, Lelos. So to hear, it's days and even nights. Nearly Midome. What's it more comparable to? What should we compare Lulav, Sukkah, and Miluim to? So, Don and Davar Shem Mitzvaso Kolayom. Midavar Shem Mitzvaso Kolayom. Should we compare Sukkah to Miluim, which is the whole day? Val Yochiach, Davar Shem Mitzvaso Shah. Don't bring me a raya from something that takes 2 seconds to do the mitzvah, like picking up a Lulav. More comparable to compare sukkah, which is all day long, to milum, which is all day long, which would mean even night. Oh, or kach derechzu. Or how about this? Donin shadavar shem mitzvasa ludoros. Pick a thing that goes on forever, like lulav, right, which is an eternal mitzvah. Midavar shem mitzvasa ludoros. Like sukkah also forever. Vayuchichim in milum, you're bringing me a case from milum, which was a one time in history. Shein nohegin ludoros. Didn't go on forever. Talmud Lomar. Therefore, it says, Tashuvu, Tashuvu l'gzereshava. It's a gzereshava. Nemar kan. It says by Sukkah Tashuvu. It says Tashuvu. V'nemar b'miluim Tashuvu. And it says by miluim Tashuvu also. Ma lahalon yamim afilu lelos. Afkan yamim afilu lelos.
So why do we not take the lulav on the first night of Sukkah?
At night? Because it all doesn't apply by night. There's no lulav at night. How do you know? We just did this very quickly, but the Torah says only days. And days doesn't mean nights. Why don't we learn it out from other things? We don't. So it's only by days and not by nights. The reason why I went fast is because this is Amud Beis, there's a lot to talk about. Okay? So Sukkot is days and not nights. Lulav is only days and... Sukkot is days and nights. Lulav is days and not nights.
Right.
Now we're going to talk about something. It's arguably the most mysterious day of the year. What's the most mysterious day of the year? The most... Hoshana Rabbah. It's the most shrouded, complicated day of the year. What is that? Now the Gemara is never going to say it's the Yom HaDin type of day. We're never going to say that. Right? Never going to say that. Doesn't say anywhere in the Shas about that issue. Right? That's a Hoshana Rabbah. What is it exactly? No one knows. So, we're going to talk about the Nigla and the halachic aspects of Hoshana Rabbah. Because the Mishnah said that if Hoshana Rabbah falls out on Shabbos, then you do this hakafis, or these putting the Hoshanas on Shabbos. We did it on Shabbos. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Arava Shiva Ketad. If the Mishnah said that Aravis, this not the Aravis in your Lulav. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this idea of Aravos, was a special, either they attached Aravos to the Beis, to the Mishkan, to the Mizbeach, or they circled the Mizbeach with Aravos. Like a kafis. Either one of those two things. They did that all 7 days. Right? Now, Arava, and if it fell out on Shabbos, it was Doche Shabbos only if it was the seventh day. Only if Hoshana Rabbah was on Shabbos did they do it. If it was regular Chol Hamoed, they wouldn't do it. Only seventh day was Shabbos was Doche. Okay? Why is that? Says the Gemara, Arava b'shvi, my time of Doche Shabbos. Why if Hoshana Rabbah was on Shabbos, why is it Doche Shabbos? Why is that Doche? The Mishnah said that Lulav is Doche on the first day, and Hoshana is Doche on day 7. Why? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kedei lefarsimo shehi min haTorah. We want to publicize that this is from the Torah. Says Rashi, in the last wide line, Lefi she'ena mifureshes min haTorah, behedya. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah about our Ravas. Doesn't say that. Right? Shebaku le Ravcha, Lemidchi Shabbos, Shabakule Ravcha Ravsa, Lemidchi Shabbos Chad Yoma, Kedela Farsama, Shemina Torah. So they wanted to publicize this is not some made up thing, this is from the Torah. We're going to even let it be Doche Shabbos. That's how much we value this mitzvah, that we should know it's from the Torah.
Who did this, the Kohanim?
We'll get to that in a minute.
Why is it different than any other thing in the Beis HaMikdash?
We'll get to that in a second. Ihachi lulav nami lidchi kedila farsim oshim in haTorah. Do I know we do the same thing for lulav? Says Rashi. What does that mean? B'shayim eha mikdash kedila farsim oshim in haTorah kol shiva. So why don't we in the Beis HaMikdash? Why don't we push off lulav? Why don't we push off Shabbos even when it's not the first day? The halal part mefarshim behedya. It doesn't say lulav straight out. It says kapos tomorrow. What is that? The law mafarshim behedya the ikal mite lemeimar tais machnof ne Hashem shivas yomim lav simchas luluf kamar. Maybe it's not luluf. So much as no. Luluf zeir Hashem derabba. Luluf have an issue of a rabbi. Maybe you're going to carry it, right? Ihachi a rabbi nami nigzar. Do I want to make the same zeir by a rabbis? No, a rabbis shluchei bezdin ma'isila. When it comes to a rabbis, who's doing a rabbis? Shluchei bezdin. Lulav lakal masr. Who does lulav? Everybody. So there's a much bigger issue about lulav than about Hoshana Rabbah. Okay? And Rashi, look at the second Tosfos says, Shluchei bezdin ma'isi. The Shluchei Bezdin bring the Aravos. When do they bring them? May Erev Shabbos. They bring them on Erev Shabbos. Ulumacharos on Shabbos. Eina mitzuvah l'chol adam el kahanim. Who does the Aravos? Only kahanim. Makifin boz hamizbeach. They surround them. They do hakafis around the mizbeach. Kidamri parshina bekuntris. These, like Rashi says, the Yisrael in the chol lahakif. The Yisraelim cannot even go there. The Yisrael can't go. Yisrael can't even be there. Kidatnan, it says the mission's kalim. The Ein Yisrael nichnas bein ulum lamizbeach. The Kahanim, the Yisrael is not allowed to be so far into the Beis HaMikdash. Not allowed to even go there. How's he going to go do Hakafis there? It's impossible. Ulum Izbeach, Ulakach, Hutzrach, Bekuntris, Latam Zeh, Shakahanim, Akifin, and Yisrael. Only Kahanim can do this, not Yisraelim. So then we come to what Josh said. The Kahanim, we're not concerned with them about Shabbos. They're allowed to violate Yisrael Drabbanon in the Beis HaMikdash. Of course they're allowed to. Shekin Muchach, Nehalashin, Dekama, Lulav, Kol, Lechol Masur. Lulav, everyone can do. Not this. Not everyone's doing this, right? Okay. Fine. Ihachi, if we're telling me if we're telling me that this is such a gewaltige thing that Hoshana Rabbi, we want everyone to know about Hoshanas, then ihachi kol yom anamilitchi. Then do it every day. Why aren't we docha every day? No matter when Shabbos falls out, we should be docha to show how important it is. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if we do it every day, then as asil lepikpuke belulav, then you're going to come to think that that's the same value as lulav, and it doesn't, because lamaisa it's not the same thing as lulav. So v'litzi biyom tefrishon, why don't we do it? Why aren't we docha the first day like we do the lulav? Why are we docha the seventh day? And the Gemara says because lamucha chamilsa, it won't be so clear that we're doing this l'shem aravis. It looks like lulav. We're doing lulav already today. Amri, lulav u dekadachi. Lulav is going on here. It's a lulav issue. Ah, so the guy has extra Hoshanas also. Okay, very lovely. They're not going to realize that it's Hoshanas, it's a distinct thing. So, v'lutchi b'chad mihanach. Why just pick day 7? Pick any day. So the Gemara answers, well, kivin dekamafakas, le mirishon, akmume ashvi. Since we're not doing it the first day, because we don't want it to mix up a lulav, why should we pick a random day? It's either day 1 or day 7. Right, Rashi says, Yom Misuyim, a day that's marked. Yom Rishon or Achron. Either the first day or the last day. Ihachi, ho'idna nami livchi, then hakem izmanazeh we don't do this. Hakem izmanazeh we don't do this. Again, why don't we shake a lulav, why don't we do Hoshana on the seventh day? Right? Rashi says, ho'idna lachar achurban, tavdina rabbi chad yom, kedina lekamon, minig nevim hu'bekvul, to minig nevim, kivan deleka lemechash midi, there's nothing to be worried about. Litchi b'shvi v'yitlena v'yichatvena. Take it, bang it. Shluchei bezin. It's a machlok of what the word v'yichatvuha means. Either it means you bang it, or it means you put it up like by the beam or something, like the mizbeach. Shluchei bezin l'farsim hashi mikdash min haTorah. Shari lo gazer la b'shvi l'achachurban mi gazer la. Why are we gozer? And the Gemara answers, anan lo yadina b'kviyah diyarcha. We don't know when it's supposed to be the right day, here in Bavel in Chutz Laaretz. So in the Kivya Diarcha Litchi. What about them? They know in Israel. They know it's seventh day for sure. Why don't they do it on Shabbos? Why is it a Docha Shabbos? Kiyosa Barhead Yamar Lo Ikla. No. Hoshana Rabbah can't fall out on Shabbos. It's a whole question, not a question. It can't happen. It never happens. It can't happen. The way the calendar is set up today, it can't happen. Okay, why not? So if you ask the people that are into Hoshana Rabbah, they will tell you the whole calendar is orchestrated in a way that Hoshana Rabbah can't be on Shabbos. Because Hoshana Rabbah is the most important day of the year, and it can't be, not to have Hoshana Rabbah, can't have that. And therefore Hoshana Rabbah can't be on Shabbos. That's not what's really going on. That's a very nice vart for the Hoshana Rabbah people. What's really going on is that we never want Yom Kippur to be on a Friday or a Sunday. That's really what it's about.
That's a separate thing though.
What?
That's a separate thing, Friday, Sunday.
What?
Friday, Sunday, and Hoshana Rabbah, they avoid that too.
I know, but it's not because of Hoshana Rabbah. It's because of Yom Kippur. The reason why the calendar is orchestrated, the second day of Rosh Hashanah can never fall out on Shabbos. Never happens. Can't happen. First day can. Why? It's all about Yom Kippur.
Yes.
It's not about Hoshana Rabbah.
But Rosh Hashanah can't be on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday.
Why not?
Two of them is because of Yom Kippur.
So let's see what Tosfos says. Tosfos says right here, lo ikla. It never can happen. So Tosfos says lo ikla. Shoyim ma'abrin elul. They would make elul bigger. Or echad min hachadashim. Or one other month. When she'ira b'Shabbos, Shavi Yishal Rava. If they're going to see, oh my goodness, if it's the middle of the winter, maybe it's after Pesach. If we keep this going, Hoshana Rava is going to fall out on Shabbos. We can't let that happen. We can't let that happen. So they're going to manipulate the calendar. It should never happen. This is even when they were doing Kiddush Re'iyah. They would never let it happen. They would tell the Edom, go back home. We're not hearing Edom today. Come back tomorrow. They would never let it happen, so it shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos. Why? V'achi Amri B'Yerushalmi, Reb Simon Machbid Le'ilon De Meshabchin Bahon the atron, right? Those who make the month, the lo asya b'tikata b'shabza. First of all, Rosh Hashanah shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos. Udo asya aravta b'shabza. And Hashanah Rabbah shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos. They're makar at those two things. Vi de tekinon avdin tikata v'lo ta avdin aravah. And if we have to do one of them, we'll pick Rosh Hashanah to fall out on a Shabbos and not Hashanah Rabbah. That's pretty amazing. Mashma, the chayish tvei yom rav b'tzkiyah shofar v'lulav. They care more about Hoshana Rabbah than Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot. All right, if you only pick one, let Rosh Hashanah fall out on Shabbos, not Hoshana Rabbah. Right? V'gam achshav, also today, anu mechashvin, it set up the lo mikla yom rav b'Shabbos. It can't fall out on a Shabbos. V'shofar v'lulav, lo chayshinan. That can fall out on Shabbos. Right? Afal pi sheyom rishon daraitza, even though the first is daraitza, Vitema, Dayoma Rava, Shu Zechel Mikdash Ba'al Machashinan. So we care more about Hoshana Rav, which is a Zechel Mikdash, that shouldn't fall out on a Shabbos, than we care about Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, which can fall out on a Shabbos? That's strange. Vahani the Raisa Lo Chashinan? And the Raisas, we don't care? Why do we set up a calendar like that? Vyesh Lama, the answer is, the Enachanami. Tahani Dixivi Behedya, Lo Asil Pitpuki, Bushar Shanim, Aval Rava, the Rabbanan, Asil Pitpuki Bey. Yeah. Exactly the point. Because Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is the Rabbanan. And if a year goes by, a year or two go by, there's no Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, people say, it's the Rabbanan anyway, who cares Rosh Hashanah Rabbah? Lulav, no one's going to forget about Lulav, no one's going to forget about Shofar. So if a year or two go by, there's no Shofar, not the end of the world. But if a year or two go by without Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, that's terrible. That's the first answer Tosfos gives. V'od, the misafek of Dinan Har Trei Yomi. Because anyway, we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And anyway, we have 2 days of Lulav. We only have 1 day of Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. So if you have 2 days of Yontif, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, you'll hear Shofar every year. It's always going to happen, you can hear Shofar. But if Rosh Hashanah Rabbah is on a Shabbos, I won't have Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. V'chi mikla yom rishon b'Shabbos, ain Shofar but the lagamri. Don't worry about it. The token b'sheni, you're going to blow Shofar second day Rosh Hashanah. You're going to shake a little of second day Sukkot. Right? Afagaf t'chi bo eidim kodim ha-mincha, lo avdi b'yaret Yisrael el-achad yoma, even though it could happen, before they manipulated it in Israel, that Israel, Rosh Hashanah will only be 1 day. Chutzlar has never happened. But in Israel, Rosh Hashanah, not today, it also almost never happens. But in Israel, it could happen. Mikol Makom, b'chutzlar it's avdin and treyomi. Don't worry about it. But in the rest of the world, the blowing shofar on the second day. Avol shvi shal arava, but Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, the lesser elachad yom is only 1 day. The low efshal limit of the shmini, ala safik. You can't do shmini at Sarah, Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, you can't do that. Right? Ala safik, lefish yontif, it's a separate yontif. If we would allow Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on the Shabbos, you'd forget about Hoshana Rabbah. Yeah?
I didn't hear anything about Yom Kippur.
No, didn't mention anything about Yom Kippur. Not a word about Yom Kippur. Other Gemara's about it.
So it sounds like the Hoshana Rabbah people...
So Tosfos is asking why we care about Hoshana Rabbah more than Rosh Hashanah. Hoshana Rabbah can't fall out. Rosh Hashanah, we don't care. So he gives two reasons. First of all, yeah, we care more because it's the Rabbanan. Not because it's the day that the angels... Nothing to do with that. That's nothing to do with that. That's not what he said. It's the practical reasons. Number one, it's a Durabana. People will come to belittle it. And number two, you only have 1 day of it. Shofar, you have a second day. So you can hear Shofar every year. If you let Hoshana Rabbah fall out on a Shabbos, you'll never hear it.
Okay, so we agree that we do move it for
Hoshana Rabbah.
That's
what Gemara says.
Yeah, okay.
That's what Gemara said. Lo ikla, it's never going to happen. Ki asa ravin, kol nechute amri ikla. No, it does happen sometimes. V'lo dachi. But v'lo dachi means that year we won't have Hoshana Rabbah. V'el akasha, so it's akasha. So why not do it in Israel? Amar Yosef, man lemal under the Rav ben Atila. Who said a Rav means anything about taking? Dilma maybe bizikifa. Maybe it's just to insert them or stand them upright next to the mizbeach. So therefore, it's not going to be docha anyway. It's not going to be docha Shabbos. Eitz v'abaya. 1 second. Our Mishnah said Lulavar Rava Shisha Vashiva. Lulav and Rava could be six or seven. My lav kilulav. Doesn't it mean just like lulav? Ma lulav benatila af rav benatila? So it means the same thing? Midiri, who said? Hakati Isa Vahakati Isa. Each one's its own thing. Eshvi Abaya. Abaya says, 1 minute. Later on in the mission it says, B'chol yo makifin es ha-mizbeach. Every day they would surround the mizbeach with aravas. Pamachas, one time, v'osa yom, it was Hoshana Rabba, sheva, oh, sorry, makifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas. You circle it one time. V'osa yom, sheva pavim. But Hoshana Rabba, you circle it seven times. Seven hakafas on Hoshana Rabba. Ma'ala ba'arava, doesn't mean with aravas. So what does it mean? It means we're circling with aravas. Lo, it doesn't mean that. It means belulav. You circle it with a lulav. Why is it called Hoshana Rabba? What's Hoshanas? What aravas? Yeah, you stood them up on the Mizbeach and they should surround the Mizbeach and make it pretty. But there's nothing to do. You don't take them. There's nothing to take. It's just hakafas with the lulav. V'amar of Nachman amar Rabba v'aravua v'arava. But someone else said with arava. That's not true. You take aravas. A Malay who amalach b'arava. Yeah, he said it with aravas. V'ana amina b'lulav. I'm a baya. And I tell you no, it's with a lulav. And I'm a baya, and I'm allowed to say that. Itmar, Rebbe Lazar omar b'lulav. Rebbe Lazar said it's with a lulav. This hakafas on Hoshana Rabba. What are you going around with? Hoshanas or a lulav? And the answer is, he said a lulav. Rav Shmuel bar Nathan amar Rav Chanina b'arava. No, with aravas. Right, what's this issue about? When it says arava, does it mean to take the aravas, to walk around with them? Or does it mean to just stand them up by the Mizbeach? We don't do either of those today. We don't have the Mizbeach. Right? We go around with a lulav, and then we take the aravas afterwards. Right? That's a minhag. It's an old minhag. V'chein amar of Nachman arava baravua barava. Oh, with aravas. Amalei rava l'rav Yitzchak b'rei d'rava, d'rava barachana. Bar Urya, you lion. Amazing person. Tava emalach milsa malisa da amar avuch. Tell us an amazing thing that your father said. Okay? And he said, Hadid nan kal yom akifin es ha-mizbeach pamachas. Every day, you circle the mizbeach one time. V'osu ayom akifin es ha-mizbeach sheva pa'amim. And on Shoshana Rabbi, you circle it seven times. Hachi amar avuch mishmei dar belazar belulav. And the answer is, with a lulav. You circle it with a lulav, which is what we do. Right? We don't walk around with Hoshanas. We walk around with a lulav. Why? Because of this Gemara. What's at the end of Hoshana Rabba? Where we bang the aravos? That's a different story. That's a minhag. It's alluded to in Rashi, where you said bang, but not everyone holds it means bang. Bang's the wrong word. Hit, whatever. We take the aravos, we smash them up, we clap them, clap, clap. I don't know what else to say. Now, Eisve, there's a brayso that says as follows. Lulav doch es ha-shabbos. Lulav is doch es-shabbos. Bitchiloso, on the first day, as we said. V'arava bisofo. And aravas is doch es-shabbos on day seven, like we said. Which that can't happen anymore, that Hoshana Rabba can fall out on a Shabbos. It never happens. Pamachas, one time, this is before it happened, before they were busy with it. Chal shavi shal arava lios b'shabbos. Hoshana Rabba fell out on a Shabbos. Happened one time. Ve'viu merubios shel arava mi'erev Shabbos. They brought like barrels of aravas on erev Shabbos. Ve'inichem ba'azara. They put them in the azara. Ve'ikiru behem baitusim. The baitusim saw the Hoshanas. Now the baitusim were a sect of Jews who didn't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh. Now of course they did believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, because if you don't believe in Torah Shabbal Peh, you can't do anything in this religion. They didn't believe. For some reason, they had an issue with the Hoshanas. They didn't believe in Hoshanas. And the Naklam, and they took them, the Kavshum Tachas Havanim, and they put them under the stones. So everyone showed up the next morning to do Hoshana Rabba, and there's no Aravas. Lamachar, Hikiru Behen Amei Haaretz, the Amaratim, they recognized them, Vishamtum Mitachas Havanim, they found them from underneath the Havanim, Veivim HaKahanim, they brought the Kahanim came, Veikifum B'tzidei Mizbeach, and they put them next to the Mizbeach, on the side of the Mizbeach. Because the Baitusim did not agree. They believed in everything. But it's not Doche Shabbos. That far they wouldn't go. They didn't believe in that. What's Chibut? Arava? What's Chibut? How do they translate the word Chibut? To wave. Interesting. Anybody wave their Aravas?
Yeah.
So Some people do. Some people do. Right? They wave that rubber. It's like they shake a little. Before you're going to bang them, before you're going to clap them, they wave them, right? They wave them all directions.
So what's the malacha? If they pick them up anyway...
It's not a malacha. It's not a malacha.
Yeah, so why would they need to be concerned that it's still take care
of? What? Oh, Alma, we see from here, benetilahi. It's with carrying it. They picked them up. So, tiyufta, this is a raya that it's not about hakafas. It's about picking them up. Right? So Gemara says, Ve'ela nidhu, right? So then why isn't it Docha Shabbos? And the answer is, Kiven da anan lo dachinon, since in Bavel it's not Docha Shabbos, inhu nami lo dachu. It's not Docha Shabbos in Israel either. And Rashi says it? Rashi doesn't say it. Someone says it. Because you can't have, what?
Rashi on the previous
side. Yeah, you can't have two different religions. You can't have, when Israel are doing this, and here we're doing this. You can't have that. You can't have a day, it's a very strange thing, those who's going to do. You can't have different menhagim in different places. In different places, I thought you could. Right?
Yeah.
In some places they lay in Megillah on a different day than the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Also, the whole thing with the Shabbos is very interesting because you're having a machlokes about a mitzias and a derabbanan.
Correct, and a minhag.
Yeah, they don't remember.
Right.
The derabbanan enacted it, and they don't. When we're having machlokes about what they actually did.
Right. Yeah. I know.
Do we know at any state of the?
So, one second. The Gemara says Vayantav Rishon Diladidon Lo Dachi Uldidhu Dachi. But we sit on the first day of Sukkot. On the first day of Sukkot, in Israel they'll shake a lulav on Shabbos, and in the rest of the world they won't. So you see, it's okay. We do that. Amri lididhu lami nami lo dachi. No, we don't do that anymore. We got rid of that. Rashi says here, shalol lasos yisrael agudos agudos. You can't have different practices going on in different places, right? V'nira k'shtei toros. Looks like there's two religions. Dilididon nam lo dachi lulav shabbos. Nowhere is lulav docha shabbos. Nowhere is that happen. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow from the top line. Everybody have a very good day.